March 19th, 2015, this is our Freedom Formula coaching call. And Jenna, I see you're here. How you doing, honey? Hold on a sec. I can't hear you.
I don't. There we go. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Hello.
Hi. So what's shaking? What are the updates?
Where to begin? Well, last time I spoke to you, I told you I'd had like personal development breakthroughs, which were really valuable. And I've just been, I can't describe it. The only way to describe what's been going on lately is been just sort of sifting out the rubbish and just, it's like a sieve, like gold panning or something, you know, when you sort of sift out the good bits. And so that's what the last couple of weeks have been like. I did my interviews, my niche question interviews, and that was an experience because it was actually really educational. And at first I chose people who I sort of knew and people I kind of networked with, and I interviewed them. And I got a good sense of what's needed in terms of what the problems of people are when they're in life, the kind of things that they're experiencing. So I got a good understanding of that. But I still didn't feel when I did that first round of interviews that I myself felt that they were the right, they just didn't feel quite like they were my customers. I hadn't quite hit my customers on target, even though in principle, they were saying things that were right and brilliant and appropriate, and I appreciated it. In my gut instinct, wasn't right. These people aren't quite right. So I refined my thinking and went back to, well, who really do I want as customers? And I upped my game. And it's a hard, because it's like a mental, again, it's the inner work of the mental challenge of, you know, can you do it? Are you worth it? Do you know what I mean? How much you worth? It was about self-worth. I guess, really, what kind of value am I really bringing? Because I know I can deliver, but how much value do I think I'm worth? So that was part of the journey. So I went back to the drawing board again with regards to interviews and made a conscious effort to really kind of expand the socioeconomic remits of the people that I was interviewing. The quality, I know everyone's equal, so it's not a judgment on individuals, but, you know, the quality of interview, I changed. Yeah. And that took longer because it was me coming out of my own comfort zone, in a sense, and trying to connecting with people whose level I want to be at and want to work at and up in my game. So I was able to do that, and of course the universe delivers the people that you want when you send out the right vibration, and I attracted them. I've met some really great people who, when I went back and did my interviews again, made me rethink what my offer was and what I could do. And then watching your video with regards to the content and just studying your video on price packaging and keep it, because I had all these ideas, and then when I just watched your video and then I took on board what people said and what I'm really about and my whole business proposition, I simplified, absolutely simplified. So I've redone my price packaging. It feels right now. It actually feels
wonderful.
Right. Very simple. Yeah, it's very simple. And when I sort of studying your video was great, because I understood that what I was doing was I was starting to get in my head that if you're going to support people, you need to be with them, as opposed to, well, no, we can do this. I want a global business, and really being clear about what I want. Getting clear, I think, has been great. And understand what you said was so poignant about being able to travel, because it hadn't occurred to me that if you see your clients in your city, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You're not leaving. So I really took that on board, and that brought up questions about, oh my God, Kate, you know, people who from other countries are going to be very interesting. You know, it really opened up some stuff. So it's been professional development and personal development, and I'm so very, very happy, and just keeping the spirit and the practical reality senses in balance with each other. It's been great.
Hooray! And so who are your new people?
My new
Who's
people
your
are,
clientele?
Sorry?
Who are you changing your clients to or your target market?
It just tightens it up. It is people who, business, people in business, entrepreneurs like myself, people who need the same services that I need, but want to be, people who want to be supported by me. So we're talking about a higher end class of clients. So people who are established in business and also people who are entrepreneurs themselves, who are trying to manage the time and life balance and just need support in areas that they felt important to them.
Okay, so does that mean that you'll still be working with professionals that work in corporations? Awesome.
Yeah, but not being a corporate coach, which is what I didn't want to be, somebody who I wanted to sort of still give back and feel good. So whereas before I was like, you know, I just want to work with people in business and just be business and I want to be this big corporate woman. It's like, no, that's not really in alignment with myself. I want to help people as well as well.
Mm-hmm. So that means you'll work with those that are professionals, people that have like a professional career or job, as well as people who are working for themselves.
Yeah, again, professionals who are professional entrepreneurs. So the people that I've been meeting are people who own like startup companies, but they're already established professionals in their own right. But they're branching out. They're going on the entrepreneur journey, but they are professionals already.
Well, when I say professionals, what I mean is I'm kind of using that word to categorize those who don't work in their own business, but they have a career working in someone else's business, in essence.
Yes.
So I'm using that term to mean people who work in the organization that you work in and people who work in nonprofits and people who work in other businesses, like people who work at Google, people who work at Apple, people who work at Monsoon, people who work at Accessorize, like in the business side of it rather than the retail side of it, like on the floor, on the shop floor. Although, would you work with people who worked on the shop floor? I mean, technically, those are professionals too.
Yeah, I would work with those people. But again, the one thing that's been really good doing the personal development work is I've realized that I need to be authentic. I need to like who I'm working with. Mm-hmm. So, and I need to believe in their vision. And they need to be frank, I want to work with people who want to be, that's so awful. I don't want to work with people who want to work with emotional, who are struggling in terms of emotion, dealing with their emotional issues. I don't want to deal with that kind of, those kind of issues. I really want to work with people who, it's more coaching than therapy. People who just need ideas and direction in how to get from A to B, as opposed to people who really want to do the work, the emotional kind of work, because I don't really want to get into that. I've been quite drawn a line on that.
Okay, and what problems do you want to solve? Or in the interviews, what are some of the problems that they revealed?
A lot of the things that they revealed were things about time, mm-hmm. personal time. So they want to find a balance between managing their families, really, especially spouses and partners, and how can they still show up for work and still do their business and still be professional, but still have time for family and friends and the things that were of value to them internally. Because when we did the interviews, what a lot of people were saying was, yes, there were two sets of problems. There were problems with business management in terms of coming up with new ideas and just seeking alternative ways to resolve their issues, especially things that they tried before and wanting mm-hmm. wanting inspiration in terms of business. But also the heart of some of the things that they were struggling with were relationships in terms of family mm-hmm. and spouses, how to nurture those relationships and really to have better relationships. And I realized that because communication is my thing, that I've sort of niched myself in terms of how my offer is basically, how to communicate for better relationships is the bottom line of what I do. And that could be personal or business relationships. And it is about being able to communicate with yourself. And that's the first thing, which is all about the inner work. For me, isn't about healing psychological problems, but getting us to recognize that the conversation we are having with ourselves is the most important conversation. And then once we get that right, then we can address our other relationships. But we've got to get that inner dialogue right first. And that's where color profiling helps me as well as my tool. So there's I did another interview yesterday, which really kind of sealed the deal in terms of the packaging. And he sort of made it crystal clear that, you know, people really don't understand the power of communication. And that's what I'm good at. That's what I'm an expert at, is how to get that conversation in yourself going. And I recognize that. That just would talk, it comes naturally to me in my head, but to other people, it's like a revelation. So I think that's my USP. That's what's making me special.
Great. Love it. So that's fantastic, honey. Congratulations. You have your population, you have your problem, you have your niche, and you also have your solution.
Yeah, with regards to the population, though, something I need to do, I know I need to do for myself, is to actually to make sure that I, because I'm a big, big blue sky thinker, I don't want to be swayed by the fact that, oh, I just want to work with everybody. I don't want to do that. I want to be very clear and focused on what it, who I'm working with. So I'm going to make a list of my ideal, you know, be crystal clear about who my ideal client, my perfect client is, because it's changed in the last week. You know,
that's part of the reason of doing those interviews is sometimes you begin to learn, oh, wait a minute, that isn't who I want to work with. So that's perfect.
Absolutely, and that is exactly what the first round of interviews, didn't quite feel it was right, and then the second round of interviews has sort of clarified it for me. And like I said, the last one I did was yesterday, and I stayed up and finished the pricing and putting the package together and rewatching your video and just taking notes, you know, getting sharp on it.
Awesome. So in the video process, is the thing that's next for you is the specialties list?
Yeah. That is the next one, isn't it? Yeah.
Perfect. Wonderful. So from here, I would highly recommend, how many interviews have you done with your newer population?
Four.
And have you gotten relatively similar information from those four people in terms of this thing around relationships and work-life balance as being one of their main problems?
Absolutely. That was the thing with all of the people that I've interviewed.
Actually, wonderful. Okay. In that case, sounds like the universe is sending you a message there. And I would stop with the interviews. I would stop prioritizing the interviews and turn your attention now to the specialties list and your free consult script.
Okay.
And get those two documents ready, because the place where we want you to have your attention now is to start booking calls to practice your free consult. So if you can whip up a specialties list, just lickety-split, and let it be at a level C. Like, don't try to make it an A or an A+. Just get something that's functional and good enough. Because you can always come back and add to it later, and you can always come back and change your price packages later. But the real place of focus right now is to get to the free consult script and there's a couple elements in it where I want you to fill in your own information. Pretty much all of it's written out for you.
Yeah.
There's only a couple places where you need to do anything. Yeah. And so did you already see those videos?
I haven't seen the videos, but I've seen the email, so I've got that to go through this weekend.
Okay. Fantastic. Yeah, once that's we want to get those two documents set up quickly so that you can spend the bulk of your time finding people to practice your free consults on. And you can do it with the other students in the accelerator if you like. And then you can bring in, if you want, you can bring in friends. However, when you bring in friends, one of the things you'll have to tell them and to set up as a really strong boundary is, I would love if you would be willing to be a pretend client or just be yourself. I'm going to go ahead and take you through a process, and I'd like you to just be yourself all the way through the process. However, I'd like us to not do any feedback. So right now I need practice, but I do not need feedback because it will get confusing for me, and that's not the thing that I need right now. Because people are going to have their own opinions about what's going on, and unless they're trained in what we're doing, they're not going to give you appropriate feedback.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's just going to confuse you. So, yeah.
I was going to say, to be honest, what I found, this is something that I've realized and I've gone back, that has taken me back to the drawing board as well, is I love my friends dearly and I love the support, but I need to keep them. I find it it's more constructive and more productive for me to have neutral people or people that I've met through networks. I've been attending a lot of networking events. Just
that's
going to
be easier.
Business people. Yeah. So I'm gonna if you think it's a good idea, I'd rather practice on people that I don't know.
Actually, yes, it will be easier if you do it that way. I say that because some people feel really too shy to just go out and practice on some neutral people, some people that you've met at networking events, and they want to practice on their friends first because they're just too shy or too nervous. But actually, it's a lot harder when you do it with your friends because it's confusing.
Yeah.
They don't really respond like a normal person would respond because, you know what I mean? It's just a little artificial. And so it's much better if you feel like you need to practice with some of the people in the accelerator first, okay, sure, do that. And from there, if you're able to just leap right into doing it with some people you've met at networking events, I'd say go for it. And in fact, some people aren't even practicing with other people in the accelerator. They're just going straight to the people that they've met at networking events. Hold it as practice. And as I said, which you'll see in the video, I said, don't worry about getting signups right now. The point of doing this practice isn't to actually get signups. It's simply to get practice with real world people.
Okay.
And so don't worry about like, oh God, what if I, flub it up? What if this totally doesn't work out? What if, actually, we're not worried about it working out. That's not the point of the exercise. We do need some real-world people for you to practice on, and so I kind of have to rewire everyone's mindset to not worry about the sign-up because that's not the point of what we're doing right now. However, if you get a sign-up, it's a bonus.
Yay!
So,
No, it's been good. It's such a learning curve, and I'm impressed with myself at how much I've sort of grown up and how fast.
All of a sudden,
and how fast I've had to sort of adapt and learn really, really quickly.
Wow. Well, you know what? That's a testament to you. That ability to adapt and to learn quickly is probably one of the best and most important skills of anything. In life and in business, especially in business, though.
It's been great. And just attracting good people has been nice,
And how has the time management been going? I know that I set you up with Google Calendar and Wunderlist to be your memory, right, to be your backup brain.
Yeah.
So that you don't have to try to use your brain for that because it takes up valuable resources. How's it been going with using and integrating those two things in your life?
I've been absolutely surprised. It's taken me out of my comfort zone getting organized, but I am adapting. to a bit more structure. And actually by myself, I feel like I know what I'm doing, even though I don't necessarily know everything. I feel confident because I know that today I'm doing X, Y, and Z, and I like the fact that I'm not just being busy for the sake of being busy, but I'm actually being productive with my time. And
yeah.
my time has become a commodity. I'm so precious about, you know, being on time. Like this call this evening, I've had a mad busy day. I did an interview this afternoon. I got back at 6:30. I cooked my daughter's dinner. And I sat down for the call and I was on time. And so, you know, that's really important to me. I know that when I finish this call, I've got something else to do at 8:30, and my time is really precious, and I won't let people waste it.
Oh, I love it.
I can't honestly say, and whereas before I'd be quite happy to sort of like go, yeah, let's watch the birds. And I'm like, no, you know, this is my future. This is my life. I can't be fucking around with people and time. I'm on my own.
You just gave me full body chills, honey. You really are learning and integrating stuff really quickly if you've gotten to that point already. Like, wow, honey, that's a 180.
Yeah.
And being able to just, you're like on top of it. You're like watching time and you're trying to make the most of moment to moment. You're like, you know, being on time and valuing that. Like, I used to have trouble with all of that as well before I started my business. And starting my business was one of the best personal development and inner growth things I ever did.
Yeah, definitely. Because
I'm watching the same thing for you.
You know what, Dana? I respect other people's time as well. The fact that, you know, you said, I'm doing this at 7 o'clock and we need to, you know, I need to be, for me personally, I need to be here at 7 o'clock because this is your time as well. Mm. You know, and this is the group's time, and this is, you know, you have to be respectful. And I think when you are respectful of people's time, they respond, they take you more seriously, especially because I'm very conscious of the fact that I'm a newbie to business. So I want to come across that, well, I'm respectful and I'm trustworthy and credible. And I think time is a really easy way to establish that, not being late, getting there early.
It's a fantastic way to do it. And by the way, Giovanna, I saw you just joined us, so hello and welcome. I don't have your microphone turned on just yet. I want to wrap up what I was just saying with Jenna, which is to just really bow to you, Jenna, and acknowledge you, because for somebody who started off with organization being something that was so far away, if you will, and the turnaround that you've done in such a short amount of time of, you know, you're still getting used to using the calendar and using the to-do list as your reminder system and things like that. However, the way that you've changed your relationship with time and how you manage your time and how you're really watching time so that you're making the best use of, you know, I came home, I cooked, I got onto the call, after the call, I'm going to do this. That is just beautiful, and I just hats off to you because that's a really big transformation, your relationship with time.
Absolutely.
As well as, what was the second thing I was going to say? Hold on one sec. Oh, you mentioned something that's really important, and that is you said, it's not like I know exactly where I'm going overall in the big picture, but I know that today I have to do X, Y, and Z. And so I put my focus on that. And that's the perfect attitude for you to have right now, which is simply that you don't need to know all of the steps that are going to take you there eventually. In essence, you only need to see the 100 meters in front of you. If you're driving a car from, you know, London to Brighton, you don't need to see the entire road at night. The whole road doesn't have to be visible from your car in London. You only need to see the first 100 meters ahead of you that your headlights light up. Mm-hmm. And with just keeping your attention and focus on those next 100 meters in front of you that your headlights are shining on, you can get all the way to Brighton.
Absolutely. And do you know what, Daniel, the one last thing I want to say, wrap up before other people join the call, is the fact that as I've committed myself to my business and my journey, and I've spoken to people around me people who are so supportive and are lending me, I realize that I'm surrounded by a lot of capable people who have been really, really supportive. And one of my friends who, she knows that, you know, the whole sort of time management and organization skill isn't necessarily my strongest skill. And she is so entrusting to me of what I'm doing, that she has created a list for me that of stuff that I hadn't even really considered. So we're talking about the stuff that keeps my house ticking over. So on Saturday morning, have you done your laundry? You know, have you bought cat food? Have you done this? Have you done that? And just a checklist. And she checks in with me to make sure that I've been doing these micro things, which keep my the foundations of my life smooth, which makes such a difference. Having that support is I cannot stress how brilliant having the right people in your life, mate. It's just amazing.
Oh, I love it. Hats off to her for being that kind of hands-on support for you. And I'm going to bring Giovanna on right now because I don't know if the both of you knew yet, but I sent out that Freedom Formula contact sheet on Google Docs, and you and Giovanna and Aaron, who are all in England, are in one tribe. And this tribe of you is meant to set up a check-in call twice a week. So once every 3 or 4 days, you want to set up a time that you can that works for each of your schedules, where you can call each other. And I gave instructions on what to say during your check-in. So the first thing that you would say is, last week I committed to doing A, B, and C, and I accomplished A, B, and C, so this week I'm committing to X, Y, and Z. Or, last week I committed to A, B, and C, I was able to do A and B, and when it came to C, I had it booked on my calendar to do at the end of the week, and my cat got sick, and I ended up having to take it to the pet hospital. So you name the reason why you didn't accomplish one of the things you committed to, and then you or the group helps you figure out a workaround of that obstacle. So in essence, you'd say, next time something like that happens, I'm going to try this so that I can still find a way to keep up with my commitments. And in essence, what we're starting to practice is, how do you get better at managing time even when the unexpected in life happens? Because once you have a business that's bigger, there's people depending on you. And you've got to get creative and have some flexibility and adaptability to the curveballs that life throws. So that's the first thing you'll do when you check in with each other each week. And then the second thing is asking any questions that you might have, like, hey, I started working on a specialties list, and I had a question. What do you guys think of, you know, this, whatever? So that's the second thing you do on the check-in call. And then the third thing is, I finished my specialties list. Would you guys take a look and give me some feedback? And you can either do that live on the call, or you can make an appointment with each other and get on the phone separately and do that sort of feedback session. And so there's two calls a week, one every 3 or 4 days, so that, kind of like what you just said, Jenna, there's a team who's behind you, who's supporting you, who wants the best for you, who knows what you've set your intention on accomplishing over the next 3 or 4 days, and they're rooting for you, which, of course, from a spiritual plane, you've got, like, this energy backing you to support you in accomplishing those things. And when you come back 3 or 4 days later, you've got someone to check in with, and that creates an accountability session that helps us achieve more because we know we've got someone to check in with in you know, 3 or 4 days. And so you've got that support from a spiritual plane, but you've also got that support in the real world. And you can even check in with each other on the thing that you just said, Jenna, which is, and hey, are you guys still finding the time to do the things that keep your life running? Have you booked that in your calendar? Because one of the things I'm going to encourage each of you to do is actually book in your calendar the time that you set aside to do the other things in your life as well, not just your business stuff, so that you can really manage your time of your entire life well and keep it, you know, in balance. So that's how those check-in calls roll. And Giovanna, your microphone should be on. So hi.
Hi. Hi, Dana. Thank you for emailing me. I thought that tonight's call wasn't happening anymore. So I was on my way to somewhere else, like on the car, and I got the email. I was like, okay, come back.
No.
Thank you for letting me know. I wouldn't have seen it otherwise.
No worries. That was yesterday's call that had to be moved. So Freedom Tribe is actually tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. your time. If we still are only 7 hours different.
Fantastic. That's helpful. No, that's great. I missed a lot of the beginning. I missed about 15 minutes of the beginning. So I'm not sure what I should say and how I should start.
I was just doing a check-in with Jenna, so I can check in with you and just kind of see, I asked Jenna, what are the updates? So for you, in terms of where you're at with what you're working on, what are the updates?
Great. Okay, so I've been focusing on the assignments that you gave me from last week's session. So I've just been working on my specialities list, filling in the information and kind of going back and writing everything in the right format that you had given, and kind of putting it all together. And I worked through the corporate price plan as well. I've signed into the conference call that you had given, the link that you had given, that's already done. I haven't used it just yet, but it's there, open now. I've also been working on the meal plan template, and I've been researching some recipes just to kind of start. And I've been working on my business plan as a way to know my roadmap, as it were, like my treasure map. So I'm know where I'm like where I'm going, what's the aim, and breaking it down into different chunks. So 3 months here, then the next 3 months, like what to achieve each for those 3 months, and then so on and so forth, so that it's manageable. So that's
okay.
What I've been working on. It's funny. I've been really noticing a difference in my outlook and my focus. Very much. I feel. The biggest thing really is I've always been a real softie for films and TV series, like basically stories. Ever since I was little, so I always loved that, and I've it kind of became a little bit of a habit. I say little, but that's a really understatement. big habit. Like I pretty much go every single day. I wouldn't go a single day without watching at least one series. As fun as that was, it was when I wasn't focused that became a little bit of a vice. You know, some people had drinking.
Yeah.
That was my thing. it took me a really long time to like, kind of admit that I was kind of a vice. But what I've noticed ever since I started doing the crash course. Since I started doing the crash course is that it really. Oh, it's the echo, that's why. All of a sudden, I don't have that feeling anymore. I don't have that kind of need. I actually, instead of me feeling like I need to focus and concentrate and really work on not watching it and focusing on the things that are important, it's actually the other way around. When I'm doing the things that are important, and then I'm like, okay, now it's time to relax. I think, okay, maybe I could watch something, and I don't want to. Because I've noticed my mindset has kind of gotten to the place where if I do anything else, I'm just going to take my concentration away. And I'm really, it's the weirdest feeling. And it's like everything is switched upside down, which is really nice. So that's been great. And so because of that, I've really noticed a difference in my energy and my focus and my connectedness. I feel very... I feel like there's a lot still to do, and there's a lot for me to learn. And even though there's a little part of my ego that that does go, well, Giovanna, you know, you're a little bit out of the game at the moment. You know, you haven't really been as healthy as you had been in the past. You know, you haven't really studied, haven't been, like, brushing up on your studies for a while. All those little things. And then I have to kind of watch myself and go, okay, yeah, that's true. But I have the information inside me, kind of like I can just rebrush as I go along. It's okay. And it's, I've noticed, even though that's been happening, I have really noticed a difference in my my mindset of what I'm doing. It's weird. It's hard to explain. How do I explain? It's like
I feel you. Yeah.
You know, it's like almost even though I'm not working right now and earning anything right now, I've got this kind of really strong feeling inside that what I'm doing is exactly necessary for right now. You know, mm-hmm. it's the most kind of sure feeling I've had in a while. It's very okay. This is, you know, even though I don't know where I'm going completely. It's funny because you said that earlier, and I could really relate to that. I'm focusing on each thing, you know, focus on the video, work on this thing. Mm-hmm. I've been really, really working on making sure that I'm doing each step properly and mm-hmm. not starting the next step before I finish the first step, which is a big thing for me because I tend to mm-hmm. run and like to like mm-hmm. do everything and then I don't finish it. And so that's been I've really noticed a difference in that as well.
Wow. I have to pause you for a second and just reflect to you that this is a really fantastic habit, trait, skill that you're building, which is completions. That is one of the fantastic and necessary skills for success in business and in life in general. And it is one of the places that some people end up getting stuck, like in a ditch in the road. They kind of just like fall off the road for a little bit. And it sounds like through the magic of what you're integrating from the crash mm-hmm. course and by just following the flow and practicing following the flow of what the accelerator is walking you through step by step, you are actually beginning to rewire yourself such that you are taking the time to do completions along the way before you open up another can of worms, if you will, you know, a new thing, a new project. So that's really beautiful, and I want to have, in a moment, I want to have you and Jenna pull out your calendars. So, Jenna, I turned your mic off for a minute because there was some background sound, but it's back on now, and so you can actually, I want to welcome you to talk to each other as well, if you have something to say to each other, because both of you have had kind of similar breakthroughs in the last few weeks here. Mm-hmm. You're both honing in this new level of focus. You're creating completions. You're shifting your relationship with time. And, like, it's really beautiful, and there's a bit of synchronicity in your transformation.
Hi, Giovanna.
Yeah. Hi, Dana. How are you doing? You're all right?
I'm very well. Good to hear from you. It's good to hear that you've had such a productive time as well recently. That's brilliant. I'm really, really happy that you're at your specialist list. And the beauty of you being... No, honestly, the beauty that you are there is that it's inspiring me to sit down and put pen to paper and do it properly and get everything, get to that next stage. So thank you for being an inspiration.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, that's funny because you've done exactly the same thing for me. Remember when we spoke, when you sent me this message on the Facebook? I read it, it was like, it was having someone else that was going through the same thing was like, oh, okay, so I hadn't thought of that. I have to focus on that too. Okay, and I need to remember that. It was really, really helpful for that, for giving another perspective. So it was funny that you're having the same thing because it's been helpful for me too.
Yeah, it's great. It's really lovely, and I'm happy for you. And it's just lovely. It's nice. So yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jenna. Straight back at you. Really, it's nice actually that you're in London because it makes it possible for us to connect.
Yeah.
And so, if the both of you can pull out your calendars.
Yes.
Yeah.
On your laptop or your phone or whatever you look at it on. And one quick note while I remember, Giovanna, if you could pause on working on your business plan, I'm going to send you a kind of flow of some of the things that we'll be covering in the accelerator.
Oh, great. Okay.
Where I'm going to be Jenna said this last time when she and I spoke. I don't remember if it was on this call or not, but she said, I think it was Jenna that said this, I feel like you're kind of placing the bricks in front of my feet, and we're building step by step my temple that I'm just going to walk on top of and just be, you know, over, like, survey my empire, if you will. And that is how the accelerator is built. It is like building your temple step by step. And I said, imagine one of those South American temples where it's shaped like a pyramid, but it's got steps that go to the top.
Yeah.
We are in essence doing that. And I've in essence already done your business plan for you in the way that I've set up the accelerator. So I'll put that up on the, in the accelerator so that each of you can see the big picture again. I think I showed it to you when I spoke to each of you, but I'll go ahead and officially put it back up there. It was that mind map that I created showing sort of step one, or phase one, phase two, phase three, and phase four.
Yes, I remember that. I actually have it.
Yeah, and so you can actually follow along on that map and see exactly where we're at, but also where we're going.
Yeah.
And I'm always going to be hesitant to have you do anything extra that isn't necessary, only in that it pulls you away from what is most necessary right now. So if I were you, I would pause on the business plan because that's not actually as necessary as completing your free consult.
Perfect. Okay. Oh, yes, this is something else I've been doing. It's the free consults, yes. Forgot to write that down.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
That's,
so with both of your calendars out, the first thing that I'd like you to do is to block out some of the times that you're devoting to working on your specialties list and your free consults. So what blocks of time can you create day by day that you can dedicate to that?
What if I've already done that?
You've already done that, Giovanna?
Yeah, I did that because yes, I did it. Because I'm currently not working, just been studying and building the business.
It's already on your calendar, written in a little color block. Okay, great.
Yeah, so it's on my red because that my red is the preparation, and it's morning block and then the afternoon block.
Beautiful. Okay, so the first, let's wait for Jenna to do that piece where she can dedicate that time.
Yeah.
And
I
then
have that this weekend.
Fantastic. The next thing is, are there some times that we can put into place for the both of you and hopefully Aaron, who's the third person in your tribe trinity, that might work for your check-ins? It's something that you're going to have to include Aaron in, but while we're literally on the phone, I'd like to pencil in a couple times that could work, and then we'll check in with Aaron and we can change later.
Right.
Okay, that's cool.
Would we do the same two times of the week for every time? So
that would
be a habit, or is...
Exactly. That would be ideal.
Cool.
If it's possible.
Great. Great, great, great. Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me look.
I like...
Now, Jenna.
Yeah?
You work during the day, so yours are probably going to be either evenings or weekends. Is that right?
I'm quite flexible because I can... Wednesday's looking good. Wednesdays are looking good for me.
Evenings or daytime?
I like morning. I prefer it in the morning, sort of like 9 o'clock.
That would work for me very well. I know for a fact that wouldn't work for Aaron. He usually works during the day on the Wednesday.
Okay.
Although it's not for sure. That's why it's a little bit tricky with him. We can pencil that in because he can see whether he can do an evening shift on the Wednesday instead. But if he's doing a morning shift, that wouldn't work. But for me, it works perfectly.
ahead and just pencil it in, and we can pencil in a few different choices at the moment.
We could. That'd be 9 o'clock. That would be.
What are we calling that?
Should we say London tribe? Or like, I don't know. Are we calling a tribe?
I was calling it a tribe at the moment.
I've got a point of reference, that's all.
Maybe like a
check-in call. I mean, I was just calling them check-in calls.
Check-in call, thank you.
Check-in call.
That's fine.
Tribe.
And that, should we do that by Skype?
Yeah, sounds great. Oh, actually, have you, Jenna, have you heard of Zoom?
Have I heard of?
Zoom.
Zoom?
Yes, it's like a new Skype. It works really well for like for many people doing it together, and it's a really good. I'll send you the information if then you can check it out.
Yeah, fine. If there's something that works that's easy that you've used and you're recommending
yes.
it, just that's fine. If anything, Giovanna, just send me
perfect.
The link because I am not techno savvy.
Perfect. So I'll send you a link. All you have to do is just put in your email address and name.
Make it easy. Make it easy. When it comes to technology, please make it easy. Send me a link.
That's probably like the easiest thing you can do. No, it's cool. Then that way we can there's no thinking involved.
Brilliant. Even better. Just send me the link. I'm in.
Oh, there we go. I put it in as Wednesday. If we're doing it twice a week. So we do one on Wednesday morning, and then, wait, Wednesday morning here.
Is Sunday good for you? Sunday?
Sorry? Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday actually works. What?
Sunday about 10 o'clock?
Yeah, Sunday would work. Sunday in the afternoon, I think, would work. But, actually, no, that might work. Let's put 10 o'clock for the moment, because then I think Aaron could do it.
Okay, cool.
Yes. Yes, that's probably thinking of everybody this night. So Sunday, 10 o'clock.
Sunday, 10 o'clock, that's fine.
Oh. London Drive.
With this application that you mentioned, Giovanna, is that,
yes.
I use it the same way that I use Skype, is that correct?
Yeah, it's really easy. Basically, you, I send you a code, like a few numbers, and you just go join a meeting, put that number, and you're in the meeting.
Okay, brilliant. Do one of us need to set up the initial meeting?
Yeah, I'll do that because I'm really used to it, so I'll just do the meeting,
okay,
and then everybody just joins it in, makes it much more accessible.
Fantastic. Thank you.
It's okay. Makes it easy. We're trying to make everything as easy as possible. So I put in Wednesdays and Sundays.
Yeah. If that works for Erin as well, that would be great.
So,
and as a backup, is there a Tuesday or Thursday time that might also work for you, Jenna?
Let's have a look. Next week. Okay. Next. I'm better in the morning. Mornings fit me better just to be able to get out. I can do stuff first thing in the morning, which works for me. It's easier, but I can do evenings as well. It's just that because I have a family and there's a lot going on in the evening, it just tends to be a bit harder to find time for groupie things. So if we could do morning, that would be great. But if evening, fine. If it's an evening, it's fine. But I prefer mornings. That's my preference.
Well, for me, I'm happy with morning as well. We'll just have to check with Aaron to see whether he's working or not. But for me, I like morning too.
Okay, cool.
And for me, any time on Tuesday morning works.
Okay, yeah, that's excellent. I can sneak that in. I can sneak off.
So do we say 9 o'clock on Tuesday? Just
yes,
in case.
Please.
Like,
yeah.
Second option. Second option. Oh. Right. Check in.
And I've got provisional. That's provisional, isn't it? And this is in case, the Tuesday date is in case we don't speak on Sunday. Is that correct?
The Tuesday is in case Wednesday doesn't
right?
work.
Yeah.
Okay, Wednesday doesn't work. Okay. And Aaron will confirm.
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
Hope so.
And then, of course, feel free to actually book some time to get together in person, because I put you all together since you are in London, so that if you wanted to actually get together and look at each other's stuff, compare notes, work on something together side by side, whatever it may be, you have that option.
Excellent. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yay.
And then, Jenna, did you have any questions about what you're working on right now, whether it be the price packages or the specialties list?
No, Dana, I just literally lifted your template and just adapted it to my own for my own
Perfect.
Needs. And Heather,
yep.
Heather in the tribe has been really awesome. So, again, as well as Giovanna, I feel quite close to Heather. So I will check in with her. If I get stuck, I'll check in with her, because she's done hers already, and she's really helpful.
Fantastic. Yeah, you're actually meant to also be connecting with other people as well and having them help you and you help them too.
Yeah.
However, for the check-in part of the twice-a-week thing, I wanted to have smaller tribes.
Yeah.
And sort of organized tribes.
Yeah.
So yes, absolutely. And good, yeah, you're
so
meant to just list
great.
The template.
Yeah, I feel so hot now that I've actually done it and I've drafted it and I can see what I'm doing. I feel much more confident. So yeah, thank you. I'm cool with that. I'll just run it past the group, run it past Giovanna, and post it up and just get some more feedback if I need to fine tune anything, and then go on to the next step, which is what you said, specialties list. And just keep
mm-hmm.
just going through the program, to be honest. But I'm fine.
Good. Fantastic. Yeah. Cheat liberally, as I said. Take the template, copy it, paste it
I
on
have.
Your own page. Slightly change the word.
I have.
So, yeah. I don't want you guys to have to do any more work than is necessary. Okay. So just completely use the template. And that's fantastic. So the other thing is, since you still have your calendars there, where can you book in, this is based on what you said earlier, Jenna, where can you book in some of the time to take care of the life things? So, Jenna, you said you had a friend that makes sure that you went out and bought the cat food and et cetera, et cetera. let's actually put that time somewhere in your calendar. So, if it's shopping, if it's laundry, it's there.
Yeah, this is what I mean. My friend Mary and I, we sat down, we had a meeting last week. I went down to see her. And what we did, then this is so embarrassing, but I needed it, was we made exactly like Google Calendar. And we broke down my day into 24 hours, and it's marked as you go to bed here, you have a bath here, and literally micromanage to the point where I know what time I need to take another breath, because
Ooh,
I
wow.
needed it. And it feels, because you know, you've heard me say it before, that was the thing I found that was tripping me up and keeping me stuck. And it really tapped into, going back to entanglement, it really did tap into that fear. That was a big part of me unleashed, working through that entanglement part of me, was learning that I can do organization. I can do that kind of left brain thinking. I can, because I've always assumed that I couldn't. So now that I'm learning it, but I need to learn it as a baby. So my friend Mary, who's my admin queen, really has sort of held my hand through that process. And she's given me a 24-hour clock to work with.
Love it. Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, and I like to write things down. So when I actually, you know that it's like that, it's that connection, isn't it? You know, when you write it down, for me, it really works. Although I'm using Google Calendar and I've got the notifications and I've got one this and I've got all the technical stuff, when I actually
mm-hmm.
write it by hand, it sticks. So on my little 24-hour, it's an Excel sheet, and with the 24 hours, when I write it down by hand, it seems to stick better.
Okay. Whatever works for you, babe. Whatever works for you. So that's great. And then Giovanna, if you can just enter, if you haven't yet, some of the time blocks, as I call them, like, you know, save some time for the laundry or the cleaning or the things that just keep you feeling sane, feeling like the rest of the house and life is running, including downtime or friend time, if you need it.
Oh, great. Then I'm going to change that. Because I put the cleaning on Saturdays, so that I'm, like, focused on
mine
the best morning. Yeah, makes it easier, doesn't it? That's, like,
yeah, it does. Get it out the way so you can have the rest of the day. Get it done pressing the
morning.
I've created some time as well. The other thing, Giovanna, I don't know if you do it, but just create time to, I found doing things that, I like, but still kind of feel like I'm working on the business. But because I needed to, there was a strange feeling where I felt I've got to keep working, I've got to be doing something, I've got to be active. And the way that I found to balance that was I love Millionaire, what's it called? Millionaire Listings New York, which is television entertainment, but actually quite educational at the same time. So I've managed to find something that kind of balances the feel as if I'm relaxing and enjoying it because I love the show. But I also get a lot out of it. So I don't know if that
that's
is anything
idea,
like
actually.
That. If there's something, because that way, because I think you can get a bit, you can feel a little bit of, oh, I should be still, I want to, it's not I should be, it's like I want to keep working. I want to keep creating my business. I still want to put energy into what I'm doing, but I realize that you can put energy in mentally by educating your mind, by stimulating your thoughts and opening up your mind. But, I mean, that's just what works for me. That's my guilty pleasure on a Saturday.
That's actually a really nice point, thinking that actually, you know, that you can still be building that force field without actually just being completely focused on that, but also when you take time off, right, because it's like pulling back the bow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. I'm going to have to put some time for this.
That's a good old fashioned. I think it's just trashy. But it's still educational. Educational trash.
Cool. And then if you need time, I mean, this is a little bit of bringing in the know thyself piece that Socrates or Aristotle said. If you need time to do exercise, like take a 30-minute walk, then book that in somewhere or somewheres, if it needs to happen twice a week or three times a week or whatever. One of the things that sometimes people say that they leave out of their schedule is time to exercise. Not everybody needs it, but this is a know thyself moment of, do you need it? Does it help you be more focused, be more productive, or stay more balanced? Or right now, is it fine to have it on the back burner and you'll come back to it later?
Mm, yeah.
So there's the concept of exercise, like walks, or even if it's just like 15 minutes of jumping jacks and sit-ups in your house or yoga or whatever it may be. That's up to you, just the exercise piece. And then the social piece. So is there, like, is Friday night something where you go out with a friend and have something to eat or something like that? Some people need it every week. Some people are so excited about their business in the beginning, they're happy to have it every other week. Or, you know, once a month, right at the beginning, because they're so excited about what they're building. Again, know thyself and find where you want to book any social time.
No, it's really nice. One thing I've noticed with social time, again, going back to with my friends and respecting time, is that when I do things socially now, because I've stopped drinking, the things that I'm doing are more conducive to feeling better. And my friends have been totally cool. Like one of my girlfriends who is she's like my best friend, and she loved a glass of wine. She was like, let's go for a drink after work. And I said, okay, fine. I took her to a tea shop. We had tea and cake. which was torture for her initially. But it was really nice because now I feel that I actually feel more professional and more authentic by behaving more in line with myself, and I don't want to drink. I don't want to be surrounded by alcohol, and I'm nothing against it,
But right. It's not the it doesn't feel like my natural environment anymore. And people are starting to support that. And I really enjoy that. And I feel empowered.
Wow.
That's the word I feel really empowered by saying, no, I'm taking care of myself. You know, it's lovely.
Wow. Awesome, babe. It's funny that, so, yeah. Go ahead, Giovanna.
No, I was just going to say it's funny that actually when you make that kind of decision, the people around you that are in line with that kind of decision stay. And then the quality of the relationship strengthens, and the people that aren't in line with that tend to just whistle away. In a bad way, but you just don't tend to see them as often anymore. Mm. I find
I agree.
When I made the decision a while ago, it's kind of with that kind of party life, it's I have a lot of friends who I absolutely adore, but I don't really see them every time as much. My quality time now tends to be going to Starbucks and having a chat with my friends. Yeah. I love that. It's just so much fun.
I think it's that raising the game, because suddenly I realized that whereas before I'd be quite happy to just go for a drink somewhere and just like hang out with whoever was there, inside me it doesn't feel right. If I'm my thing is, if I'm going to go somewhere now, I want to go somewhere that's lovely, that's expensive, that has nice tables, has table service, has good champagne, and has all the things that I think I'm worthy of, rather than just going to the local pub and having someone spill cold beer on me. And it's just about changing the boundaries, the rules for myself, the standards for myself. That's what's been the really big surprise, not surprise, but that's what's been the nicest gift of standing in my own truth, I guess.
Mm.
I love it. You're beginning to change the environment around you to support the energy and the vibe and the essence that you are becoming.
Absolutely.
And stepping into and choosing. So very nice job with bringing in the different elements of alignment so that your environment is also supporting what you are choosing to align to. And that brings us to our time. So it's great. Like, you both are just flying colors, spectacular. The shifts that you're making inside of yourself, the shifts that you are making because you are now taking a stand for your business and taking a stand for what you're here to do on the planet. And so all of these different elements of you are transforming to become the person that can hold the space for this business and to hold the space for what you're about to bring to the world. So I'm just in awe and totally impressed with the level of transformation that you both have been doing on the inside and with the transformation you've been doing on the outside by making new choices and following through with new actions, and all of that's lining up to be the success that you're setting yourself up for. You're becoming that right in front of each other's eyes, right in front of my eyes. So congratulations to both of you on this beautiful inside and out transformation that's literally blossoming like a lotus flower right now as we speak. And enjoy your check-ins with each other. Enjoy getting to know each other. And I'll probably make a new video on how you can use Google Docs to support each other's work. So if you haven't yet gotten used to that, Giovanna, you have started to learn that since we had some private sessions together. But you can, in essence, upload whatever you're working on onto a Google Doc. And then when you have your check-in called, if you want to have somebody look over what you're working on, they can literally hop in there and live, both of you are able to edit the page. So somebody can say, see this, and they can highlight a sentence right here, and they can say, this sentence is unclear to me. So you might end up leaving it highlighted in yellow and say, I'd say, come back to this sentence and rework it. Or, hey, let's rework it together right now. I've got an idea. How about this? And then you type it in.
Mm.
So you can actually work on a document together live and support each other that way. So I think I'll make a video on that so that you have that capacity, because I find it's a lot easier than, hey, I'll mail you my specialties list. Can you edit it and then mail it back to me? It kind of slows things down. And especially if it's going out to many different people at once, you end up having all these different edits to have to find and then cut and paste back into your original document. So it's much easier to just have one document up on Google Docs. Everybody can hop in there and help you with it, and you can both kind of work on it at the same time. So I'll make a video on that if I imagine that'll be helpful, so I'll make a video on that.
For sure.
Yeah, that sounds fab.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, good. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming out to play this evening and connect and share all of the beautiful celebrations of everything that's been transforming for you. And do notice that on the check-in page, the contact sheet that I sent you on Google Docs, there's a place for you on the tabs to, each time you have a check-in call, to write down what you're committing to. And then to write down if you accomplished it, what you didn't accomplish, and if you didn't accomplish that, why didn't you accomplish it, and what's your workaround for next time? So that you actually have a bit of a running log, and you can see over time how much you've accomplished, and also you're building your skills in working around obstacles. So every time you do have a check-in call, remember to hop onto that Google Doc and add to it.
Awesome.
All right. Yeah. Big bear hugs to you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dana. Thank you so much.
Lots of love. Lots of love. See you too.
Lots of love, everybody.
Bye.
Have a good night, everybody.
You are currently the only person in this conference.